You get all those cards in there?
No.
How are you?
Good, we're good.
Little muddy.
Pardon me, ma'am. Everybody, this cute young fellow over here. I ain't had no luck playing.
I don't know.
You bastard.
I just got fucking you.
We're not having that.
Oh, did you just?
Good for him.
Oh, well, it's kind of what you said. I can't remember probably.
I got it in your face. I'm gonna shoot my eyes.
You slumped.
Way too slumped.
I think about you.
I don't think you were.
Try to say with all your shit.
Whose point are you?
Because she had a problem, something she was dealing with.
What's he doing, designing another rocket ship?
He just blows that up.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody's had a chance to look over the agenda, or any additions, deletions?
I'd like to delete the election procedures ballot clerk. We discussed in executive session under legal. Change to the agenda and make a motion that we accept the agenda. Or a second.
Motion set. Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes of March 1st meeting.
Motion to accept is written.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Requests.
Is the first one Dash R or Fisher?
Fisher.
Fisher.
I make a motion, I went down and inspected today, she's not close to anything, doesn't shoot out into the water, anything, so I need to accept it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I have to abstain from Bashaw's because they're on my community dock.
That's just a license transfer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need a motion, we table it till someone else inspects it.
I move to table.
I'll be down this weekend.
Approved. I move to table it for inspection.
I'd like to add, if you could, add this for me, Gene, and community dock agreement.
With the community dock agreement. How many are on that dock?
Six.
Six. And you're part of that dock agreement?
Okay, I need a second to table that.
I can second it.
You can second it, yeah.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Old business, first one of the week, got anything to show me?
Right there. I'm the bad boy.
Okay. We couldn't understand your drawing in relation to where...
Let me explain how we got to where we are now.
Okay.
I've been interested in this a long time. When I went to the town for the building permit, I was told that I couldn't do anything until, I couldn't apply for a building permit till it was discussed with you. So it was my, I wanted to do geothermal heat in the house as the only source. So I have to bury this 6 feet underground, cover it up, let it sit, and then come back and put a septic system over the top of it. My leach field will be over the top of it. The system will not go below 1450, although where I live, we've always honored the telephone wires in that area, the, you know, the phone poles. The system would be 5 feet in on both sides, as required by the town, and I'm assuming that that would travel on down. But right now, there's a new type of tubing that's coming out. It's supposed to last forever. It's a spiral coil. You ever seen a spiral arrows?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1-inch tubing that I may go to if I can afford it. If not, I'll run 3/4 inch tubing, and I'll probably run about 600. It comes to about 650 feet.
If it's not on the below the 1450, though, why are we?
Because
involved?
When Ryan did the deal with RG&E, he set it up at the fence line, at the telephone wires, the telephone poles. Just, and Ryan Road is the only place that has that. And I think, Bob, you were involved. You had that, too.
Yeah, the elevation's the 1445, but that's quite a ways below the telephone pole.
All right, so you're not below. Well, I've for 35 years, I've considered the property in front of me, which is about 150 feet to the 1450, as district property. So maybe I'm wrong, but I've always thought.
Well, if it's above the 1450 line, it has nothing to do with us.
All I can tell you, Phil, is I had a surveyor with a GPS shoot off the benchmark at the dam, mm-hmm, and map the elevation over where Baby is. And it's way down below that 5 feet over 1445. It's in front of that blue building. And the telephone lines run behind the blue building.
I have all my life on this lake.
Yeah, I know.
That line has been there.
Well, it should be on your survey where that's for.
30 years ago, I applied for a permit to put a snow fence around the place so I could keep my dog inside.
Our only concern is how much digging was going to go on, you know, because when we seen 5 feet, I didn't know. My concern was, were they going to excavate everything down to 5 feet, or
just
trenching it to 5 feet?
Just could be trenches.
You know, and then, that's all we've been trying to find out is where it was in relation to the 1450 line and how much excavation was going on.
It's going to be a mess. Then it'd be graded out, settled.
If it's not even below the 1450 line, it's really between the town and you. If the town approves it.
It's 1445.
Or 1445 over there. Yeah, there's sections over there. Right. You're right, Bob. It's 1445.
Well, I'm fine with that.
I don't know. What are you going to feel?
If you need something from us, I think we should. If you need a letter from us stating that,
right?
We'll give you a letter. We reviewed it,
and it doesn't affect the district.
Yeah. What I need is that. Right now, my septic is on. It's there.
Somewhere.
Which I have a permit from the district for it to be there. I need permission for that. I need permission to do the geotherm for the town, and I also need permission to
The one thing you might want to find out is to make sure that your septic can be above this thing. I don't even know.
No, I've already checked all that out.
Okay. Because I don't know how, that's a county matter. They're the ones that take care of septics and all that.
I know that's fine. That's one of the reasons why I have to let it settle. It also affects the efficiency of it.
Well, someone want to make a motion that we approve?
Make a motion that we approve Storm Waters
request
for the thermal loop.
For the thermal loop.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anything on that?
No. No.
It's fine.
Did we get Wilson that was tabled?
The lake was all the way around it. I can see about the lake.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Go to geothermal.
I thought we put a date on it.
Yeah, I think we did, but I had it on my list. And I didn't want to.
In the paper.
Forget about it.
It's mostly used in the rocket.
I moved the table to the next one.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was, but I forgot. I didn't know
the heat's down. The constant heat is down. It gets low.
So if you're in the pit, it wasn't that good. Is that what you're saying?
I said it was.
If I have company, I'm sure they will keep you.
Falcon Beach sign.
Jimmy.
Sorry, I'm here. Talked to Barbara in the old problem back. Wasn't saying here.
Okay.
And looking at that corner today, I can see the problem was printing on the state. We set it back behind that cement barrier, cement line that's there for the people to be bigger from the road.
I don't know. Well, I'm probably going to have to call Mike because he was going to investigate the state a little. I don't know if
he... But there's a cement marker there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
All right.
This
is
laying on the ground, but it's where the base of this is a concrete.
I'll call Mike though and just see if he did anything with that.
There's no problem with the landowner.
Okay.
We may have to trim some brush it back away from it to keep it out of their field, but there's still a problem there. And he made the comment to me what we've been talking about the sign down at the launch itself is not visible.
Yeah. Right.
He said there's a number of people that go up there and turn around.
Around, come back, yeah, because they can't see it. Well, that's really the one that's the main thing.
Started all anyways.
Right. Generator, I just brought down service contract that we use for you guys to look over. I don't know if that's something you'd be interested in putting in place or putting up.
How often do they do this? I didn't go through this whole thing.
Well, I know, I should have got it to you a little sooner.
Yeah, let's table it for the next meeting.
Okay, yeah, read it over. Yeah, I mean, and then see what you think of it.
Have you indeed been there when they're, has somebody been there to watch and do, I mean, they got a hell of a list here. Do they do all that?
Well, see, my luxury is I got a stationary engineer in every building. So they schedule when they're going to be in the building. It's a stationary.
These guys actually do all this stuff that's on this list. I haven't been sure.
Yeah. Well, why don't we review it and we'll just,
Like these check generator bearings, do they need to put a dial indicator on them and check for flex?
Yep. Well, they got I think a lot of it now they do thermal.
Okay.
You know.
They have a way of gauging.
Yeah.
Okay. I do.
Okay, lake level.
We got water.
I know we got water. Actually, why don't we roll the next two in because it's all kind of tied together.
Okay.
I spoke to dam safety. The guys from Albany aren't going to come down now. They said they're just too busy. So they referred, Ted Myers is going to come down. The only problem is the earliest he can come down is Wednesday or Thursday next week. He's going to call, or Thursday or Friday next week.
Week from today.
Yeah, a week from today is the earliest, or possibly the week after that. So I told Alon and Syed over at Dam Safety that we were already up to 1430, and the water was coming in. And so we're probably going to open a valve to hold it at 1430 because I didn't know what the ice situation was when I spoke to them this morning. They didn't seem too concerned that we had 10 feet behind the gate already. So I don't know if that's where we want to hold it. I don't want to lose too much water, but by the same token, we're not even, you know.
I mean,
Dam Safety, you know, I still don't have the letter from them.
I think a week or a week and a half, based on the fact that we're already 1431, you know, is not going to be injurious to us.
I mean, we've still got a ton of ice up there that's got to melt.
Mm-hmm.
So even, you know, long range is supposed to warm up, it's supposed to cool off again, then heat up, then warm up again, starting on Wednesday.
What? When they come to check this thing, how much water do they want to let out? Or?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. Ted, you know, I have a pretty good relationship with Ted. I'd rather just crack them a little bit, bring them up,
right.
You know, maybe 2 foot, and then lower them back down. I'm hoping that I'm going to open them full wide.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean,
make them stand there if they do.
So, I'm not really sure. I just spoke to Ted briefly today because he was he had to go to Salamanca with all his flooding. He was on the way out the door, and
he works for
he's in DEC, but he's up in the Buffalo office. So, but he with the flooding going on and everything. They're kind of tied up with that. That's why he said there's no way you can get here today or tomorrow to look at it. And he said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, he's gonna be up in Old Ford for a big meeting or something. So he won't be back till Thursday, Friday next week. Well, do you wanna try and hold it then at 14:30 and...
14:30, 14:32.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I would need for the 14:32, we could all over the...
Well, I agree, I don't think anybody's gonna really complain, you know. And then if we gotta, you know, I'm sure, you know, we're gonna lose, I don't know how much water we're gonna lose, or how many times they're gonna wanna open and close these things, or whatever, so...
I would really think it'd be an insignificant amount, as long as they close.
Yeah. So, okay. One thing, this is maybe more directed at you, because Ted Myers, when I had him on the phone today, he mentioned, you know, who do we notify when we're letting the water out? And I said, well, we normally call down to you, Mount Morris there and let them know when they tell us if we can release water or anything. But anyway, he said that, have you ever, Stockton ever said that they wanted to be notified when we were releasing water?
No, three occasions, farmers themselves have come and talked to me, two of them have, the four of them really do work. And they've come and talked to me, and Rick shut her down there like last fall.
Right.
And there was another time that he had to shut her down.
Because he mentioned how, you know, we should notify the highway superintendent down there. I mean, I said, it's not a problem, we can.
It wasn't doing good, but it's not a problem.
You know, and I don't know where that came from, he just sort of, when I was talking about it.
I don't see any problem there, it was Phil.
He said either...
Phil Stockton wouldn't mind being notified.
Okay.
So we're gonna call somebody at 1:00 in the morning?
Yeah, why don't you just start a phone tree?
Well, there is a phone tree for the emergency action plan, but it really isn't for operation.
I think politically it'd be a real wise move too.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not a problem for us to do it, it's just, it's a part of our operations manual right now, but I mean, I don't have a problem doing it, and I told Ted that I'd bring it up at the meeting, because I never heard a complaint from you.
No,
you know, that the town was complaining.
We tried to accommodate them. I mean, they know what happened.
Well...
They know all they get in contact meetings.
I'll just update that in the...
Get the contact numbers?
Yeah, and we'll need to call them.
From...
Whoever Phil wants us to contact.
Okay, yeah.
Let Phil make that, you know, let Phil make that decision.
Take that to the town, yeah, exactly.
You can do that. If that's what they want.
Then, the other thing on Lake Level, and that is that the monitor upgrade in there.
Yeah, we can purchase the software from Pelog Instruments for $199, and then we can be back up and running with the real-time monitoring. I spoke with Kessler Instruments out of Syracuse, who Greg Gill refers to take a look at the system. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to call him on Tuesday, and either later next week, Thursday or Friday, or the following week, they're going to come down and do a site survey for us and determine what we have and what, how to integrate it and things of that nature. So, should I go ahead and order the software then?
Well, we need that anyway, right?
Yeah, irregardless.
Irregardless, so I need a motion.
To order the software.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I guess the only other thing, I got a call in, I didn't get a hold of Paul Dwyer at Hatch, because I'm not sure where the closeout documents are, and Alon asked me about that today, so I know he was working on them, but he wasn't in the office when I called today. So I told Alon I'd get all the closeout documents and the as-built and everything to get them. I don't know if they want a full copy. He didn't really tell me what he wanted shipped over there, so, but I'll work on that and get that straightened out, so.
On the skate project.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be painted after the weather.
Just that bottom part that we couldn't do, yeah, they're gonna come in after we let all the water out.
The next October.
Yeah, and do that.
Definitely just gonna happen.
Well, we're gonna hold that retainage.
Okay.
You know, that's why we're holding that money back.
Okay.
Senator Young, I talked to George, yeah, about the grants and that, and he didn't really know much about that second grant that we applied for. He said he was gonna call and do some research on it. So he said right now they're tied up with the state budget and that, so he said give them a week or two, I'll call them back. Because I said, we haven't heard anything, we don't know, and he said he's not even sure. He thought there was, they funded something, but he just wasn't sure about that, so. I did touch base with him, and like I said, I'll call him back in a week or so, see what's going on.
Was that started under her jurisdiction or under the...
I don't know where that came from last year. I mean, last year when I was talking to Alon, he said they put additional money in that
right.
Bond Act, and that we could apply for more. But, you know, we got the paper, actually the paperwork in that come from Alon, from water, the Division of Water that's in the DEC. It wasn't really out of dam safety, it was the Division of Water. And so that's who we filed the paperwork with, but, you know, I don't know. Nobody seems to know where this stuff is, or, you know. So, like I said, George is going to do a little research on it and let me know.
Now, he's in the OAN office now?
Yep. That's why I talked to him. I think she's in Pat McGee's old office. The address is the address is the same and everything.
He used to be in Warsaw.
Yeah, but...
Isn't that right? He used to be in Warsaw.
I don't know. He's over in Hawaii now.
Yeah. Okay. Removed election ballot clerks. Board vacancy. We sort of touched on this, and I wasn't sure how we want to do this. The last time I checked out, they actually did interviews. So I don't know if that's what we want to do this time, if that's what the board's feeling is. Or we can just take the resumes, review the resumes, and make an appointment. It's going to be for 3 meetings now by the time we make this appointment. So.
I personally would like to do interviews.
Okay.
Because there's certain things that aren't addressed in the resume.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to do interviews.
Well, I know there's some people here tonight that are involved. Do you want to start with the interviews tonight?
Sure.
Okay. I think what we'll do is...
I think we should have 2 executive sessions.
That's about what we're going to have.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I think that's the way we're
going to have. 1 executive session, but when we're done with the interviews, ask me to leave.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay. Committee report. Doug, do we have anything?
No.
I don't think John's here. I don't.
I doubt if he's really gonna be able to do much because he's working.
Okay, that's all for that. And we'll move into new business. And first thing in new business is Mike Brasiak has resigned the town's position on the board. The town, I believe, has appointed Deb to take that position. So at this time, I'd like to swear Deb in, town appointee on the board.
I, Deb Allen, do solemnly swear that I will support and protect the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of New York, the rules and bylaws of the Rushford Lake Recreation District, and I will faithfully, to the best of my ability, discharge the duties of the Office of Commissioner of the Rushford Lake Recreation District. Never.
Welcome.
And I welcome you, Deb.
Do I assume the seat?
Yes, ma'am, you do. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
The other new business, and I just touched on it briefly, but part of conversations, we've talked about this, dam safety, this has come up probably the last three times I've talked to dam safety about. They want core samples behind that dam. So I put together that letter, I put together that letter we sent them, a timetable, that we were going to address this starting this summer. The two things we got to do is remove brush back there in certain areas. Basically, I'll have to dig the letter up because I put that together in September, but I sort of spaced it out where we take core samples. I talked a little bit to Acres. They felt core samples about every 50 feet or so behind the dam would be sufficient. And that's basically what I sent to dam safety in the letter.
What were the core samples that were taken?
Not of the dam. They want core samples
of
the rock behind the dam from that overtopping study. That's never gone away. So, that overtopping study, they're worried about if we have a long incidental overtopping, we're going to have all that kind of, there's a possibility that rocks are going to wash.
50 feet in elevation?
No. Going down horizontally on the dam. About every 50 feet on each side, take samples. What we got to do once we take those samples, though, is also keep that area cleared where the dam operators can see that at all times. So if it starts weeping there or anything, if there's any change in elevation, I mean, that's the other thing, is we got to survey that and get accurate elevations all the way going down. So that there's some cost involved in doing this project.
They're talking starting at the top of the dam, maybe 50 feet down that horizontal, right down that slope on each side.
So I think that I'll get the letter out and get it together for the next meeting. I just wanted to get it so you guys are aware that this is something we told them we're going to do, and we got to do it.
Can't we just lie?
This is what they want, and it's not going away. Like I say, every time I talk to them, they're asking me about it. So that's just something I wanted to bring up. I will get that stuff for the next meeting, and I don't know if we want to try and do this and put this project together ourselves, or SJB could do the rock sampling. I mean, they can do the coring. I already talked, they were the firm that we hired to do the concrete testing, well, they do coring and that sampling. I don't know if that's what we would want to hire them, or...
Have they got a guideline how deep these cores have got to go, or...
I haven't really gotten that from Dam Safety.
Remember, Gene, this is the one that Akers said their study won't be available for it until the year 2040.
Right, well, sooner than that, but...
They said it was going to be about a 30-year study before they had definitive results on how fast granite deteriorates.
Yeah.
Do the core samples go in vertically?
Yep, it would be a vertical drill.
A vertical, straight vertical.
And I figured what we could probably get away with is going to the depth of the cores that they did for the dowels when they actually built the dam. That's on the original drawings, where all the dowels they put in place before they started pouring concrete. I believe most of those dowel holes were, you know, if you look at the drawings, kind of scale the drawings, they're about 10 feet, it looks like to me.
Deep.
Well, deep.
Couldn't we, at this point in time, put together a letter saying that we want to address this problem, please advise us as to depth, location.
Well, yeah. I mean, and they've never really gotten back to me
right
after I wrote that initial. They wanted time
right and tell them that we are prepared to start it this summer, providing that we're that they give us some guidelines.
I just didn't want to get too much on the plate while we were doing the gate project.
But I mean, I'm saying if we send it to them, we won't see an answer from them for 4 years.
Well, maybe not. But I don't know that, so,
right?
Well,
I don't believe so, no. You know, I haven't even, you know, I just asked SJB there a little bit, because I thought they did that kind of stuff, and they do. I didn't ask for any price or anything else, you know, so.
But I mean, you get up on the...
Well, just to get in there, what you got a core with? Boy, I don't know. You know, you almost got to be lowering that equipment down off the dam. I'm sure. I don't know.
Yeah, just if we send them a letter saying that we've got a coring company, you know, lined up and ready to go, and please provide us with the appropriate guidelines. Sign here, press hard.
So I'll probably email you guys a copy of what I sent DEC so you can look
just
it over.
Just get the damn brush out there. It costs money to have somebody hang off in there with it.
Actually, when we cleaned the brush out the last time, it wasn't bad. We don't have to take it all out. We just got to really clear those areas where we're going to core, get it cleared down to where you can see the ground.
This one guy you're going to hang out there with the brush out.
I don't know. That crew that came in the last time, they were in and out pretty quick. Okay.
We got the brush on it. You have any bigger?
No. I don't know. I'm just listening. I'm learning. Learning experience.
That's it. Okay. Finance. I don't know where William is. One thing we were supposed to do is approve his budget report.
Yep.
So I didn't know if anybody had any questions.
I took the time to review it. I didn't.
I didn't have any questions.
If you didn't have any questions, then we can approve it.
Can I look at it real quick?
Sure.
So I know what I'm holding
up. It's just it's the annual report that Bill's got to send in to the state.
Okay.
For last year's expenditures and what's estimated for this year.
Make sure we did what we said we were going to do.
Yeah. And any, you know, any areas we spent more, spent less, or whatever. So, it's part of what he's
doing. Right, I knew that before.
Bill's got to do, and we just got to approve it before he can send it into the state. So, I will ask for a motion.
I'm moving accepting to approve the budget as...
Not the budget.
The budget report.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's all, and I'll move to open forum.
Does it feel good to have that monkey off your back?
Project?
Project.
It'll feel a lot better when DEC, when I get that letter from DEC.
Yeah.
So, this new project you're coring, has there ever been any thought of hiring a professional grant writer?
Yeah.
Maybe help with getting some money for...
We've been down that road. That was a bad deal.
Well, if this is something that the state's requesting, you think they'd help us get us some money? Is it, are we the first pick of the letter doing this coring, or...
I don't know. It sounds like we have to do it, but...
Every Class C dam had to do that initial study we did, the overtopping study. That was required. So, I mean, and every dam had to do that. So I don't know if this is a... If now all these dams have to do this part of it. Part of the problem was the rock behind our dam. There's really no erosion. There's no table that an engineer can go to and say, if it's hit by water this long, it's going to erode at this rate. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for what's behind the dam. So, I don't know. I don't know where this stuff comes from, DEC.
It sounds like they're shooting from the hip.
It just comes. Well, they're all civil engineers over there. You got to understand...
Yeah,
so.
Would any of that into the cost them money?
When they built the dam, wouldn't they have taken samples?
Well, the rock. Yeah, we know what the rock is. It's a sandstone rock. It's called the Canadilla Belt. I mean, that's all there. What they want to know is how long that. See, and that's what Rick had mentioned, that study. There's actually an international study going on right now that's going to release all this stuff, but it's going to be 5 to 10 years before, and that's basically what ACRES put in their report, or Hatch Energy now, put in a report that when this information became available, you know, they would, that we would...
Why would they go off from that?
Well, because they don't want to wait 10 years or whatever the international study has done.
So many people spend their money and...
Whatever.
Has anybody else done this already?
I don't know. I would have to probably get a hold of the other Class C dams and see if they're being required to do it. This came out as soon as we sent that report in. This was the next thing they hit us with. I mean, we've been stalling them this, and I've been stalling them this like 3 years.
Now, where exactly does the boring have to go? It below the level of the water.
Behind the dam, on the downstream side of the dam, probably within about 5 feet of the dam, they want to take cores and see just what material is back.
So would that be behind the spillway also?
Well, not. It would be starting, say, the other side of this, starting, say, from the two keys, you know, the two concrete keys, the key to the dam, going down those two walls, or, you know, the two down into the gorge itself.
If you look at that picture up there.
Yeah, I mean.
The far ends of.
Yeah, I mean, basically what they want to do is have your core doom, 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 and see what's back there, you know, 10 feet deep.
They want to know how fast it will wash away, right?
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, that's what they really want to know, is how fast, if you overtop for whatever, 3 days, if that would wash out and the dam would just roll over. Basically, that's what they're looking for.
And when they get all these reports, it's still a guess.
Probably. Does any water come out of there now?
There was weepage, you know, we did every once in a while.
That was one of my jobs, was dealing with that.
Yeah,
I mean, I had to drive pipes into it.
There's ground weepage, but I mean, it's not, you know, it's nothing.
They didn't want the erosion, so they thought that if pipes were driven in there, and the water would come out of the rock through a pipe, that's what I did.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have any erosion right behind the dam. In fact, I mean, we've been cutting the brush out of there because just to keep an eye on it. I mean, we did that big brush removal a few years ago because it was getting so overgrown. So
they were more concerned back then with the spillway.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, that's just what that's about. I mean, you know, we've been stalling them kind of as long as I can stall them, but I think it's on the top of their list now. So.
I think you did.
What's next?
Two things. First thing is go back to your grants. To answer your question, if you're going to get grant writers, because I used to do grant writing, you need to do it on a percentage basis. They get a certain amount, and if they're successful, then they get a bigger amount for writing the grant. And if you have a copy of that extra application you did, send that copy along to George or Alon or whoever it is that's checking, because they probably can't find it. They don't know where it is. And
yeah.
Government agencies, if you send them back the grant, all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah.
The problem is I didn't send it to Alon. Alon told us about this money being put in there, but it really wasn't through dam safety. It was through Division of Waters, which dam safety's kind of under, but it didn't go.
Through him.
Yeah.
So if he's got a copy of it, then he might be able to better
help
track it down.
Yeah, maybe we send one to George. So.
And then a totally different issue, and I want to ask Rick on why you wanted to move to executive session. The election procedures, how is it a legal issue? Are we being sued? Is the board being sued on that?
No, that's why we're moving it to executive session, so we don't have to discuss it in public, because it is a legal matter.
Okay, because my understanding in open meeting laws, that unless it's already a matter that's under legal proceedings.
And it currently is under legal proceedings.
There is a lawsuit then?
No, it's not. There are other things that go on legally that are not lawsuits.
Are you sure that falls under open meeting laws?
Absolutely.
Regarding the election?
Regarding election, is that?
Or current litigation?
Current litigation.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It is current litigation. So there is somebody who is suing then regarding their election laws. That would be current litigation?
Yes.
What's the status on the monitoring equipment and the transducers at the dam? Was that taken care of?
The new boards were installed in the north valve house. The transducers that are down in the hole need to be recalibrated, but the day that he was down here, it was 4 degrees, and he felt that he couldn't get accurate calibration, seeing that it was that cold, so now when the valve is at zero, it's actually reading 0.8. So it's off 8 tenths, but it does read, if you open and close, it just needs to be recalibrated. But when the guy was here, he just said it was too cold to do it, and we've got an appointment set up with him to come back at some other point in time to recalibrate.
Like it always would, but everything's working?
Correct. We can actually, reading it just 8 tenths off.
Okay. Can I get one more?
Sure.
When you guys, in December, you decided this $500 per diem for the project not being done, you decided that you weren't going to give them any extensions on that. What's the status of that?
Well, actually, we had a long discussion with Hatch Acres, or Hatch Energy. And three things,
because of the change orders, there was like a lot of little change orders that really they just took care of. They didn't really have to issue change orders. There was a lot of rebar that didn't show up in the original drawing that screwed up cutting and everything else.
For removal.
For removal. And also, when they started to dig out the new rebar on the new pier, the way they put together drawings, it didn't work. There wasn't enough room for the concrete. The rebar would have been almost on the surface of the concrete. So, actually, STC, just to keep the project moving, redid all that rebar, didn't charge us for it. So there's been like a couple of trade-offs. Paul Dwyer and them felt that those trade-offs more made up for what we would have charged them. So their, position was that we should waive that. And I went along with that.
And who's Paul Dwyer?
He's the engineer of record from Hatch.
So he recommended that you waive this?
Yeah.
And then you guys decided that that's what you'd do?
Yeah. And that there was like three or four change orders that they took care of that they didn't bill us for. Basically, they kept it in. They're getting paid what their original bid was. The other thing that was discussed, just so you know, was their original bid. When they placed their original bid, because of the DEC, I couldn't get them to prove it. So their original bid was for $700,000. Their original bid was for 30 days. Well, we never signed a contract for 60 days. They could have pulled their bid, and we would have had to rebid the whole thing. I mean, legally, they had the right to do that. So the initial discussion was, you know, if we go over a week or so, blah, blah, blah. Well, it took more than a week, but I mean, I did have that discussion with them initially because I just wanted this thing moving. So, and I'll take that responsibility. I informed the board of that, but when I sat down with them to sign the contracts, they brought it up right away that we don't have to sign these contracts, and they were a little worried then already, you know, that they weren't going to get it done probably by December 30th. So, and they... You know, if we would have rebid it, believe me, the bids would have come in. They knew what the other two bids were. They were, you know, they left $125,000 on the table, let's face it.
Or they would have backed out.
Yeah.
I understand, and don't misunderstand me.
Yeah, it's a valid question.
I'm not trying to push for anything.
Yeah.
I never heard it discussed.
Yeah.
The last discussion I heard about that, you said no, absolutely no extensions. And then... out of the clear blue there it came. So I'm asking for your rationale as to why you did that.
Yeah.
And how you did it.
Yeah, that's exactly how.
I think it was a good move. I think at any point with these guys to burn any bridges would be hazardous.
Well, you know, like I say, I just want a full lake this year.
I want
it's all painting. Anybody wants.
Painting on the gates.
Yeah.
They got them painted last fall before.
No, the gates are all painted. It's just one strip at the bottom that they're going to come back and do.
I'm going to look for that.
And actually, there's work they got to do once it cleans up there because they busted the. There's a whole punch list yet that they got to clean up, but it has not really to do with the gates themselves. It's more they broke the fence and some other stuff.
You know, dealing
level up on top.
That's got to be really frustrating, dealing. The dam repair people have to be, it's got to be a real small community. So, I mean, it's got to be pretty tough.
Well, I'll tell you, when we had the first meeting for this, how many were here? I think 15 companies came down to look at this.
Yeah.
We got bids from three.
Once they looked at
everything, everybody's like, no way. Danforth did the last project. Danforth just, they want to know part of it. Yeah. You know. So.
A lot of them.
We already heard from STC, they never bid another job that we could put out again, so. It's just tough to get at, it's tough to get your equipment in there. I mean, I think they did a great job, I really, you know, I'm more than happy, you know, with what they did.
They did a great job, and they're all great guys, too. They're very accommodating for questions that were asked of them and cooperated quite nicely.
Yes?
I have two questions. Can I have a copy of your budget report?
The report that's going to the state? Oh, sure.
And I wasn't sure last time. I thought new requests were made by a Don Lee.
A what?
A Don Lee. And I wasn't sure that was approved because there was a lot of discussion. And it didn't appear on this.
The license was approved. Okay. And he also submitted in conjunction with the license for an application to rebuild his, to do repairs on his dock. The district policy says that you don't need our permission to do a repair on the dock. So we approved his license and told him that we appreciated the fact that he was asking our permission, but that he didn't need it. Because it was a simple repair.
Dock transfer.
Correct.
Not a new license.
Well,
a license transfer.
License transfer.
License request and permission to repair dock.
Right.
Okay.
It says your dock needs are to be repaired.
Correct. It was a simple repair, not a replacement, so that's why he doesn't need our permission.
Just a small question. On the Balcom Beach signs, when we talked about this at the last meeting, I didn't realize we were putting signs out on 243. I don't know, are we trying to show people where the boat launch is, or are we trying to promote more boating on Rushford Lake? I mean, why can't we just put a small little sign that says boat launch at the end of the road? I mean, and then put a sign down by where there should be one. Where people drive right by and go right to the dead end street, and they don't even know the boat launch is right there.
Don't they make one of those yellow signs that for boat launching, like, you know, across?
I mean, it seems like we're getting into a whole lot of stuff for something simple that we're just.
I don't know where this kind of thing. People were complaining they could, their neighbors couldn't find a launch. I think it's more, I mean, initially, it was more by back by Maggie, because everybody gets back there and they blow right by where they got it turned down.
Right, because at first I thought it was replacing the sign that was already at the boat launch, and then I can realize people.
Component of it too.
But I didn't realize we were trying to do some signs.
We want to renew that one too.
243, and I just thought, well,
the one at the driveway is a problem because of the trees. And
right.
The trees were just overgrown.
Right, and that's the one really is more important.
Right, that's the one with the arrow.
They know the turn there rather than getting down into the dead end.
And then they got to back their boats out back.
Right, but the point is that we charge $25 to launch a boat in an effort to keep boat traffic down on the lake. That was your objective when you set that up.
Right.
And now we're going to advertise.
No, I just think if you want to just show, if you just want to put some signs, I mean, just a boat launch, you mean somewhere's out by 243, we don't have to make this.
I don't think
really
you're going to get any more boats by whether the signs are.
I know.
I know, but I
people are coming to launch your boat know where they're coming.
I know,
right.
But you know, when you go to these state boat launches, there is. Phil had a great idea. There's a little state highway sign with a picture of a boat on a ramp for illiterate people.
With the state a little bit. Maybe that's all we need to do.
Right.
Maybe they would do it.
Yes, and it would solve everything. Simple.
I'll follow up with Mike because I don't know if he did anything on that
sign chat.
Save us some money.
He did. He sort of mentioned he was resigning last meeting, but he didn't make it definite, so.
Let me go to Renaissance.
Why don't we have a town employee get a hold of Mike?
There you go. There's our first staff.
Or the county sign shop, yep.
Yeah,
Mike is gone.
Some people can't read it.
Yeah, International.
We can have it.
Yes.
That's it, you're right.
No way.
Isn't that a launch, isn't it anyway?
Put a sombrero on the driver.
Isn't that?
I don't know if that is an option, is it?
Are you addressing, okay. DEC yesterday released a news release on how their, the emergency regulations regarding the VHS, which is the viral hemorrhagic septicemia, which is a pathogen of fish. Doesn't pose any threat to public health, but it can be dangerous to the fish. So they imposed new regulations in the last week. I've asked Scott to put one down at the marina. It's important that they not bring in fish, live bait fish from other lakes to use in Rushford. Canisius is infected. So we've got to make sure that as many people around know they have imposed...
Is this the one at Chautauqua Lake?
No, that was a different fish kill. This is something that's been new. They've been studying it since, well, I don't know. There was a whole write-up, a summary of fish health emergency regulations that came out last November. The FOLA newsletter addresses it quite nicely, but this I just got today from Rick Walczak, which is a summary from the Erie County Federation of Sportsmen, on the summary, layman's ability to understand what the regulations are. So I put one down at Skinner's. Rita's got one for if anyone comes in to buy a fish license. We can have one here. Scott's got one down at the marina.
So what happens when this enters the lake?
Well, it can be a fish kill. It could just destroy the fish in a matter of no time at all. It's not dangerous to the people. The fish die internally. They just kind of, it's this hemorrhagic. They do something about bleeding internally.
John Meyer's the expert.
And he's the one who did
fish
That would make Scott happy.
Well, it's not. It's
like a red tie, you know?
With the number of boats that do, fishermen that do come in from other lakes, it's something that we should be aware of.
You know, we went to a lake meeting. What's it called?
FOLA.
And this is a couple of years ago. We talked to the people presented from the Chautauqua Landowners Association. They talked about what they had to go through with that carp kill.
Oh, I know. And my sister lives down at Lakeville. That was
massive. Severe stress. Maybe we need to find who has all the dump trucks around here. That's for sure.
Well, that was one of the things at the last...
That was just a carp, too. That's all it killed off was a carp.
They had severe stress. It was quite a project.
One of the things they did discuss at the last FOLA meeting was all of the lakes putting together their plans on how to deal with it if something were to happen in their lake. Because it was the landowners that took care of it, and they kind of united everybody, but they have that in part of their emergency plan as to how to deal with the problem on the lake. Where are you going to dump the dead fish? Where are you going to collect the dead fish? Who are you going to load the dead fish with? You know, I mean, it's...
They wouldn't allow them to dump the fish in landfills.
It was a nightmare. I mean, they, you know, so...
It's almost time for supper.
Well, their suggestion was that you go to the town where your body of water is located and work something out with the town to make sure that you've got something in place and how you're going to handle it if we should start seeing dead fish.
Well, they had barges. They had barges on the water. They were collecting them that way. Everybody on the shore was collecting them. And they were moving them up to the roads. They were picking them up at the roads like a garbage type route. But most of them were taken out of the lake on these barges. And then they had machinery that moved it into dump trucks. And they were hauling dump truck after dump truck of fish. And they did a great job.
Make a motion that we go in executive session and invite the prospective candidates one at a time.
Okay. Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Alphabetically.
Are you
guys going or are we going?
You're going.
Were all the candidates, were all the people who expressed an interest invited to be here for an interview tonight?
No.
So, because you've got some that aren't here, right? So are you going to be...
But we'll do who's here.
Okay.
Just to move it along.
Overindulge is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I know, I'm a little late. She was feeling sick and then I forgot all about it.
Oh, did you all right?
Yeah, just hit full.
Or did you apply for the chair?
I got two of them. I have a cake and I want it to go my teeth. They take all kinds of things.
Is there a hockey team? I don't have time this year.
Yeah.
On the river.
You got to work.
I'm real happy with the way they're living in the lake.
Yeah. And building fast.
Well, they're going to leave it up. I mean, they're going to leave it at 14:30 to 14:32.
Does anybody know how thick the ice is? I mean, is there any way?
Well, it was 8 inches 3 weeks ago.
So. It's probably stopping now. I threw a big rock out there the other day. I walked down in front.
Did it go?
Well, it won't go fast. This was
supposed to be cool. I threw a rock like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a nice brown stone.
Yeah.
Just bounced. No, it shattered into the
Oh, really? Oh, stoned it?
Wait, that's
crazy.
Not
good. Oh,
yeah.
Get home, too. She got a big cold.
And she got there, and I forgot. I kind of was helping around. Can't be no big deal. Lake's getting cold.
Great.
I need the lake to have a building so I can wait for it to come out before they get in.
I don't know.
Is it in there last fall?
No, I got it. The lake's got to be filled.
It's got to be cold. Why?
Because I put in a vinyl break wall and they have to drive it in.
A vinyl?
Well, they backed off. I'll get home as soon as I can. It's recycled material. I'm Mr. Green.
Yeah.
What is it? How big is it?
No, really. How thick is it? About a half.
Can he drive it in?
Drive it.
Oh,
wow. Basically, it's not like this, but they have a, it's like a big vibrator.
Kind of water jet.
And then it vibrates it down. He pushes it right down. So where I'm at.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess we go back and take care of the
sick. You ready to bring the beer?
Go back and take care of the sick. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Hey, folks, be on the water.
All right.
Gotcha. Hey, well, come to the next meeting then.
Yeah, I will try.
All right.
Now I got the calendar on. Okay. That's what I actually knew about it, I forgot about it.
Stop and see ya.
Hey, that's the chef. You don't know all that.
Pretty chatty.